Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy!
And you know what?
Well, wouldn't you know it? Miranda and I, back again in your eardrums for yet another season of The Pee and Raspberry. However, today's episode is like nothing you've ever witnessed before. Isn't that right, Miranda?
Today's episode is probably the most important episode we will create. I mean, I don't want to say because we have some great episodes coming up this season, but this episode is monumental.
This episode is going to be the reason we go to the Emmys, to the Streamies, to I guess maybe the Oscars if the, you know, if we're not too busy when it comes around. This episode is going to change lives, change relationships, alter DNA. This episode is like, oh, it's a drug. And I'm just going to say it. I know we have some younger listeners, but it's a drug. Get ready to get addicted. First, I need to explain a little backstory behind what the hell is going on, because I know you guys saw the title of this episode. I know you're excited. I know you're peeing your pants. This is like my moment to like come for Miranda a little bit. Like, I need to say this. Okay. So last season, a lot of people, and this is actually true, a lot of people literally know me as like the Tom Daya girl. Like on Twitter and stuff, people be like, yeah, where's that girl who like loves Tom Daya?
I mean, the origin of our friendship is Tom Daya. Like, it's part of our DNA.
I'll explain this, but people know me as the Tom Daya person, right? So last season, Miranda and I were coming up with new episodes ideas, and I said, okay, listen, it's getting a little weird that we're already like 10 episodes in and there's no Tom Daya episode yet. Like, that is not sitting right with me, because that is literally the number one thing people come to me for. People don't even want to like build a relationship with me. They want to know about like what Tom and Zendaya have done now. So I told Miranda it was a little bit almost like, you know, artificiale of us to like not talk about them. And do you know what this woman did? She turned me down. She told me it was a terrible idea.
Okay, I did not say it was a terrible idea.
People would charge at us. Yes, you basically did. That's how I interpreted it.
Everyone needs to remember, I know it's been a while since we put out an episode, but let's all remember that Julia is very dramatic and she's exaggerating right now.
No.
And I would like to preface this episode by saying, well, first of all, in response to what you're talking about, I'm just trying to respect their privacy. And everything that we're going to talk about in this episode is coming from a place of love. If you've listened to any single one of our episodes before, you know that we love both Tom and Zendaya. We respect them. But obviously, unless you've been living under a damn rock, you know that things have changed.
Stop.
And they're literally Instagram official, okay? Anyway.
Okay, hold on. I need to say, this is very fitting that we're filming this episode after Zendaya's birthday, 2021, because so much has happened. Okay, first, let me go back, like, 4 years? Like, 4 years. I became obsessed with Tom Daya, like, mid-2017. Like, maybe, like, May 2017, something like that. Spider-Man Homecoming came out. Didn't it come out July 2017, right?
Yeah.
So I became obsessed with them, like, tiny bit before, because I saw, like, one or two clips of them, and I was like, ooh, like, who's this? Well, not who's this, but you know what I mean. I started the first video I made about them. It was actually earlier than September 2017, but I released it September 2017. I actually had like no followers on Twitter. I was like Randy Simo. I released this video of me and like gained like literally thousands of followers. Like, instant, people were like, oh my God, I love this. So funny. In which, you know, I agreed with them. But the relevance of me saying this, Miranda and I met on a little thing called Stan Twitter. We're like tweetettes, I guess you can call us, okay? Instantly connected. Miranda's actually, I would say, my closest friend from Twitter. Of course, I would say, we talk literally every single day. Like, I call Miranda about everything. Like, she gives me advice on, like, underwear. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, this is for real.
We talk about the most random crap.
The most random, it's like insanity. We bonded over one external force, which was Tomdea. They were like the center of our solar system. We were the planets orbiting around. I'm assuming Randa would be like a Mars. I see that for you, like a Mars, like maybe like a Saturn or something. Mm-hmm. But like, okay.
Jupiter's actually my favorite planet, but it's okay.
I know, but I don't see you. Isn't Jupiter like masculine or something?
I mean, it's really big, but other than that, anyway.
No, I'm saying, like, doesn't Jupiter represent like a male force?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Mars is definitely a male force.
Yeah, but Mars I associate because it's like the. I think the people above me are having sex, and this is a theory that I've had for a while now.
Let me say something, by the way. Little life update, since it's been so long. Julie and I are both back at school. She's in Syracuse. I'm in New York City. And we have loud-ass upstairs neighbors, both of us, stomping around, having sex, whatever they're doing. There's so much noise happening outside my window. So I apologize if we can't get it out in post-production. Too. You just have to deal with it. You're not getting your money back. Keep listening.
Exactly. Speaking of having sex, Tom and Zendaya, so we bonded over them, and it was, I'm actually not kidding, and I know this is going to sound very dramatic, like my group chat on Twitter, like I'm not going to say the name of the group chat because that seems like it's way too far, but this group chat was like, it was a known thing. Like if you were on Tom Daya stan Twitter, like people would be like, oh, what's that group chat again? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Like people loved us. People loved Miranda. People made accounts about me that I'm, once again, I cannot share the details of, but this is thing.
Y'all don't even know. Like, we're not going to go into the details, but my God.
I was like guided through puberty on Stan Twitter.
Like, it's really weird.
The friends I made on there that were like two times my age. But so we believed since day one, me since like May 2017, that Tom Daya existed. Like, and I never doubt it. There are some people on Stan Twitter that were slipping through the cracks. I never ended the delusion. Even, what was the darkest time for us?
July 17th.
20. No. Yeah, but what is that? 2020? No.
That was 2019. 2019. Yeah.
Okay. July 17th, 2019.
That was right after Far From Home.
Yeah, so 2019. Yes. 2019 was such a dark time for us because that was my first semester of college, I remember, and I was like, why isn't it kissing Jacoby Lordi? That was like a dark, dark time for us. And I never gave up hope. Every day I was still on Twitter. What I would do is I would close my eyes, choose a random photo of Tom and Zendaya, and be like, they're engaged. And I would press tweet, no smile on my face, nothing. Because I just knew it would cause chaos and it'd be a good time. And because I knew deep down it would like always work out.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I know people have issues shipping real people, whatever. But we're not like going into their Instagram DMs. We're not like going into their Twitter mentions being like, get back together right now. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. No, we just knew and we were right that eventually they would find their way back to each other. They can't go back to filming Spider-Man and playing love interests and not fall back into their old patterns. Like, let's be real.
I don't even believe they were broken up for as long as they let the public see. I don't. Like, the second I stopped seeing like Z with Jacob and stuff, I was like, oh, she's back with Tom. Like, I fully believed. For me, it was like, if they're not actively with other people, like, I'm going to assume they're together. But here's my thing. This Miranda brings up a good point about the shipping people in real life. It actually wasn't that I was shipping them. It was that I was like, oh, they're dating.
Yes.
Like, I was just believing this, which we now know is a fact. So thank you very much. But I was just believing what I had been seeing in front of my eyes. There, I was actually talking to my roommate about it the other day. Me and my roommate are really close. We're like best friends. And she obviously, like, knows this side of me. She was actually – the reason why we were talking about it was because she was talking about when Zendaya won her Emmy, and she was so physically scared of me because she had never seen me like that before. She hadn't seen that side to me where I literally, like, ripped the laptop from her hands. Was, like, walking around – like, my roommate was like, I'm trying to – what are you doing? I was, like, sobbing. I wouldn't talk to her for, like, an hour and a half. Like, she had never seen that side to me. So we were talking about it, and she was like, sometimes when it comes to, like, Zendaya, I feel like I don't even know you. And she was mentioning Tom Daya as well. And I said, it's funny because there's actually a lot of things that happen with Tom and Zendaya that as their biggest stands, like as their biggest stands, me, Miranda, and like some other people on Stan Twitter literally agree that like we couldn't let it get out.
Yes.
Like straight up. Like there was, that's even why Miranda and I voted against the Tom Daya episode, because we were scared of saying too much.
And the thing is that now, like, especially after recent events, when people who are friends that aren't from Twitter or just like newer friends or whatever bring up, oh, like, I'm so excited Tom and Zendaya are together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like, you don't understand.
No.
You do not understand how much we knew a few years ago. And like what you were saying, we weren't just shipping them because we liked them and they had chemistry or whatever. We were supporting a real relationship.
Yeah. I'll never forget, like, there's nothing worse. And this is why this is the perfect platform to talk about Tom Daya on, because nobody can respond to us right now. There is nothing worse than locals. And like, I fully gatekeep Tom Daya to my deathbed. Oh, yeah. I will gatekeep
And I
them.
Still want to.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than locals. I'll never forget when those, okay, well, we're going to talk about the pictures in a second, but on July 2nd, 2021, which like I said, we'll discuss in a second, when the pictures were released, I was at work. I worked as a camp counselor. So of course my co-counselors don't like know me like that. And this guy, Andrew, God bless him, was like, oh, what did he say? Like, he's like, oh, what, you thought they were dating? Like something like, oh, you knew they were dating or you thought they were dating? And I was like, oh, like, just forget it. Like, just forget it. Like, I can't. Mm-hmm. People are like, stop. Did you? How did you know? Like, what? Like, that's why my Twitter, you should have seen my Twitter on July 2nd, 2021. I gained 4,000 followers. My phone was blowing up because so many people were finding my old tweets and being like, she knew. Like, and it was like locals, you know what I mean? Obviously, like, you guys all knew that I knew, but it was like locals, like finding, everyone quotes my video, the first video that I posted talking about them, being like, oh my God, 2017, like she like really knew, or like she's really been waiting, whatever. Because it's been such, we've known since the beginning. And going back to Miranda's point about shipping people in real life, there has been stuff that we have hidden. Like we have literally, I know somebody, and I'm not name dropping, but Miranda and I know somebody who is related to literally somebody famous. And they sometimes get intel that like, where else would we ever get that? And they'll tell us stuff, and we straight up, they'll tell us and be like, but don't tell a soul. Like, we don't want it getting out because it feels like, I just feel too bad in like the privacy sense of things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems like if it's not already public, you can't go too far with it.
And that's like one of the things that I do appreciate about the, like, about Tom Daya stans on Twitter, especially from our era, like when we first sort of joined, because I feel like especially newer people are so disrespectful about that type of thing. And we were all like in agreement, like, I mean, we're using code names on Twitter, like we're keeping it in group chats, whatever it is. We're just like, no, like we don't want TMZ getting to this. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep this in our little circles.
That's exactly it. We used to do these crazy code names that were actually so funny. It was so fun. And I was actually invited on Entertainment Tonight to speak about the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. That is such a casual flex that I love dropping. I'm like, oh, so anyways, I was on Entertainment Tonight just talking about
how
my favorite two
celebrities. How old were you when you did that? Like 17?
I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
When are they inviting us back on because of the podcast? I mean,
I know. I'm like, what is,
where's the traction? Hello.
I know. But I was on it, and I used to, Entertainment Tonight and Access Hollywood used to like DM me and stuff all the time asking about them. And they invited me on, and I obviously knew it was because I was like this Tom Daya person, because they obviously could have just invited like a huge Marvel stan, like some random 40-year-old man. I knew it was for the Tom Daya aspect of it. And I obviously told my Tom Daya group chat as it was going on. I was like, oh my God, they literally want me to like live stream in, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I can't expose Tom Daya. Like, I literally cannot give them what they want. Mm-hmm. So I went, because this is like a legit show. Like, this is a thing. Like, Entertainment Tonight, that is a platform. So I went on, and I literally, like, they kept asking, like, they were like, oh, like, do you think they're together? Do you think they're real? And I was like, I think they're such a good duo. Like, I was tiptoeing around it like no other, because I was so paranoid, and I genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, believe that I will meet Zendaya one day, and, like, we'll become friends, and I'll interview her, and it'll be a thing. And I was like, I cannot go on a show and expose Tom Daya right now. As much as I would love for them to be, like, so public and stuff, I was like, that's not, I can't do that. It's not, it's not up to me. So, okay, I think now we have to jump to, so we're not here to, like, tell you guys the tea. Like, that's not, like, we're not here to be, like, this is how we knew we were dating, because that is, once again, I still find it personal to me. That is still, like, my glory years. I loved all those blurry photos. Like, just love. we're here to just talk about the reason why the entire nation isn't scared. I can't even. I'm trying to talk right now. I think my alcohol from last night is seeping back into my bloodstream because WTH, HE double hockey sticks, Raffle, like I'm. Okay. So on July 2nd, I feel sick. On July 2nd, 2021, which we all know to be a date and time. Okay, whatever. It's a day that happened and it's gone. 3 days before my birthday, might I add.
Yeah,
this
that's
is like
what
a
I was just
huge
say.
Detail that it's 3 days before my birthday. I'm at, okay, let's set the scene. I'm at work. I work as a camp counselor. I'm at work having a normal day. One of my campers, it's actually the first week of camp, one of my campers starts crying because she wasn't chosen to be like team leader, whatever. So I'm like, let's go talk. Let's talk. Like, let me calm you down. I was such a good camp counselor. And I was like, let's like talk. So I pull her to the side and I never looked at my phone and stuff during camp because I felt like too bad about it. I was like, I'm with kids. So I'm talking to her. I'm like on my knees. She's like sitting on a chair and I'm like, don't cry, blah, blah. And my Apple Watch starts going off, like blowing up. And I'm like, okay, like, well, I'm dealing with a crying kid. So maybe I shouldn't look at that. I take one little peek at it, or I think it just lit up like on its own. You know what I mean? Like out of the corner of my eye. I see, and you guys know how small Apple Watches are, right? I see two figures kissing. And and I imagine me of all people, like not even human, Julia Petergens, imagine me with a crying kid seeing what I immediately understood to be the first ever photo of Tom Holland and Zendaya Marie Stormier Coleman kissing. Imagine me and Matt, I literally, this is me. I was like, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, what were you crying about? What's going on? And I'm like holding back. She's like, what? And I actually tried to convince my brain. I was like, there's no way this is happening. Like, I was like, someone would call. I worked with the YMCA. I was like, someone would call the YMCA and like contact me. Like, this wouldn't, no, it's not Tom Zendaya.
Can
maybe
I
it's another celebrity.
Can I say how I was feeling from my point of view?
Yes.
Okay, so what I was doing was I was literally moving houses the next day and we had just adopted a puppy. So I'm like busy as hell. I'm like packing up my house, not really like on my phone, on Twitter like that. And I look at my phone and I'm pretty sure our friend Belle, hi Belle, love you.
Shout out Belle.
Had texted me and she was like, she said something like, did you see Twitter or like something like that? And I was like, what? Like in all caps, I'm like panicking. I look at Twitter, I'm like, oh my God. And I leave, I like go to my room. I'm like abandoning my family who's packing up the house. I'm like, I need to go. I have to call my friend. And so then Belle and I are on FaceTime and we're spamming Julia with texts and calls.
Like spamming. I knew something.
And I knew that you were working. And I was like, guys, I'm pretty sure that she gets off at 4. And that was in like 20 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, we're like, okay, like, she gets off in 20 minutes. Let's wait. And then you still didn't contact us right at 4. I was like, what? Where is she? Why isn't she immediately on her phone?
Mm-hmm.
But you can continue. So that's how we
So after the kid was crying, so we moved to a new location downstairs. And I had convinced myself that that wasn't what the picture was. Like, I was like, it almost felt like when you see a spoiler alert, you're like, no, maybe it was something else. Like, I, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So I was like, I don't know. So we go downstairs and there's this game, Zoomy Zoomy, that I love playing with them. So I was like, let's play this for the next few minutes. And I was so like distracted. Like I was in my own world. I was like kind of freaking out. And my co-counselor was like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And I kept smiling and I was talking to the kids. And I was like, oh no, at this point, I think that we didn't even have a co-counselor. Like it was straight up just me. And I was like, guys. And my kids were like, what's going on? Like, are you okay? And I actually couldn't help it. And I go, all right, can I tell you guys something?
How old were they, by
and they were
the
like,
way?
What? 10 to 12, okay.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I was like, I need to like tell you guys something. I really am freaking out, guys. And they're like, what? Oh, no, I think I said, can I check my phone? Like, would you guys be upset? And they're like, oh, are you okay? One of them made a stupid comment, like, your boyfriend. And I was like, I think Tom and Zendaya were just caught kissing. And they were like, wait, what? Like, half of them barely even know who I'm talking about. Half of them think the word kissing is, like, hilarious. Like, they just know it. Like, they were like, what? And I was like, no, guys. I actually really can't. I was like, no. I don't have time to explain to you guys what this is doing to me. I was freaking out the way that I would in front of, like, humor. Like, it was, like, it was bad. Like, I would actually do that to children. And then they were like, oh my God, Julia, we're so happy for you. Because, you know, they like being involved in, like, my life like that. Like, when I mention stuff like that to them. So, oh my God, Julia, this is huge. So, it was a Friday. And we were about to get out. We were about to go. It's called, like, Flag. You, like, go outside. We're, like, about to go to Flag. And I go, we're playing. So, this game, Zooey Zooey, gets really fast. So, I was like, let's go. Like, I was, like, going so fast. So hyped up. I was, like, ah, I was, like, going crazy. And I was, like, guys, whoever gets out next, let's just scream at the top of my lungs. And, like, they were like, yeah. So, like, we're all going. And then someone gets out. We literally, I was like, okay, 1, 2, 3. And we literally screamed the loudest you physically. I literally, like, I thought I was going to pass out. I felt so lightheaded. And, like, people were, like, walking by us in the hallway. Like, what is going on? Like, it's literally the YMCA. Such, like, a renowned establishment. Like, I can't. So we go outside. I start doing flips. I'm doing cartwheels. I feel free. I still haven't seen the photos yet, keep in mind. Like, the one that I saw, I don't even think it was them kissing. I think it was, like, him really close to her lips. Mm-hmm. And it was on my Apple Watch, so I didn't even, like, really see it. But I saw, like, I think, like, a preview of, like, your text in the group chat or something, being like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Like, something like that. So we go outside. I'm, like, the personification of Lollapalooza. Like, I'm just complete, not even human. And I'm telling my co-counselors, I'm like, guys, like, somebody hold me. I can't. I'm freaking out. So I actually did not want to leave work because I was scared to look at my phone and to realize the truth. Because I was like, this can't be real. Something's going on. One of my co-counselors, Andrew, went on Twitter. He's like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, Andrew, stop, close your phone. He goes, it's immediately on trending. And I was like, stop. I freaked out. I did a flip on the ground. It was like a somersault thing. And I get in my car in the parking lot. I had my mom's car, so I was already in a car I wasn't comfortable with. And I pick up Miranda and Belle's FaceTime. And I was like.
And you're like sobbing.
So I was shaking.
And hyperventilating.
Hyperventilating, sobbing. I was telling them I was going to pass out. I couldn't breathe. I was literally, like, shortness of breath. Like, I had the symptoms of panic. It might have been a panic attack, now that I say it out loud. I was, oh, my God. I sat in the parking lot, I think, for a total of an hour and a half. I think I got home at, like, 5:30 because I didn't trust myself to drive home.
No, we were literally worried. We were like, Julia, do not drive home. Like, just sit
there. Yeah, oh, my God. It was, like, a safety precaution. I had my phone. There's no stand in my mom's car either, and I wanted to stay on FaceTime with them out of fear that I was literally not gonna make it home safe. So I had like my phone like propped up like on me as I'm like shaking like in this big car. It was crazy. So I finally get home, I sit in my car for longer, and I record what came to be a very iconic video where I say literally no words because I got scared, because I think it was Belle was like, wait, Julia, but like don't like share this photo anywhere.
Well, because we should talk about how those photos, obviously they're paparazzi photos, but some deranged fan paid this one paparazzi guy to like follow Tom and Zendaya and get these photos.
Yeah.
And like super dangerous because there's photos in a car. So they're like, whatever the photographer is like driving in front of them, like stopping to, I don't know, turn around, take these photos it's so at red dangerous. Lights. Like it's actually not safe at all. So obviously we do not condone that. And that's part of the reason why we were like, let's like not make any specific references, especially with your video, because we knew that it would go viral. We were like, just make it so that people who know what you're talking about know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
But people who don't know what's going on can just like live in confusion.
That's what I needed to do. I was like, I know obviously my followers know who I am. I know they all know what's happening right now. They'll understand what this is a reaction to. But if it finds its way on, like, some stupid TikTok of, like, this is me when BTS, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, like, I'm not saying Tom and Zendaya. And because I was nervous. I didn't know how to feel about it. Like, none of us knew how to feel about it because we were obviously, like, okay, we won.
Mm-hmm.
But at what extent? Like, at what cost? Like, is Zendaya really upset now? And we had all these fears they were going to break up because of, oh, my God, we were so paranoid. God. Like, looking back on it.
We're so invested.
I was very nervous, and I knew what to do with the video. Well, actually, what happened was my last tweet was from a day prior of – it was the release poster for Camila Cabello's new Cinderella movie.
So ugly.
And I saw the poster, and I quote the tweet, and I go, okay, so it's not a movie. And all of a sudden, I go on Twitter to literally – I think it was 30,000 –
yeah,
like no joke, or no, it was like 40,000 likes and like 3,000 quote retweets. of people being like, wake up, wake up. And I was crying. I was like, wait, why is my tweet? I thought I had gone viral for something else and people would like just liked my tweet. I had no idea. People were just begging me to wake up. So that was the last tweet they could find, which is so funny to me. And it was all these responses of like videos, people yelling, wake up. And, you know, it was like 5 p.m. Of course, mm-hmm. I was awake. But it was so funny. And there's like this joke, too, that I'm always like so busy whenever they decide to do anything. So I was freaking out, did the video, whatever. Actually, I do want to say, by the way, I still have never shared those photos anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I shared them either. Because, I mean, also it's so unnecessary because with the people that follow us, like, they'll know when something's happening. You don't even have to tweet exactly. any photos or anything. Just react. And, like, that's enough.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They don't need to come to me to, like, post the photos. They already know I found out late. Mm-hmm. So I don't, you know, I've never shared the photos anywhere. I think now it would be different. But especially in the time being, I would talk about them constantly. And I think I did share the ones where she's, like, coming out of, like, her mom's house or whatever. Mm. Because those are not – I mean, that is just kind of, like, a paparazzi photo at that point. But, yeah, the ones them kissing, I was, like, way too scared to share. I still never have, except for, obviously, in, like, our group chat. I hosted Spaces on Twitter. Like, it was a huge thing. It felt like my wedding day. It felt like this was, like, my time. I'm sure you felt the same, right? Like, this felt like a big – I was so thankful it was a Friday because I was like, the way I would not be able to make it to work tomorrow. I would simply not be able to do anything. Like, I was like, thank God. I was just so stressed. It was crazy. A few days later, maybe like the next day, Claire, Zendaya's mom, posted. So for those of you who don't know, because I realize a lot of locals don't know this, the day they were caught kissing, those paparazzi photos, there's also photos of them leaving Zendaya's mom's, Claire's house. Mm-hmm. And that's just her and Tom Holland walking out of this, like, big gate into the car. And it's really cute because Claire is actually, like, waving to Tom over the gate. And so if you want to see it, whatever, you can just type in, I guess, Tom Zendaya, July 2nd, 2021. Anyways, Claire later set her face in those photos to her Twitter profile picture, which made me feel a lot better because I was like, Claire loves Zendaya more than anybody in the world. Like, their relationship is so fantastic.
For sure.
She would never do this without Zendaya's approval. Clearly, there was some sort of humor. Like, clearly, there was some sort of coming to terms with the photos. Obviously, Claire would never do that without Zendaya knowing. Obviously, Claire would never find it funny unless Zendaya found it funny. So, of course, that made me feel a lot better. I love Claire. She's such a moment. We were in shambles. When I tell you, okay, and this is the thing. People don't understand the cultural impact that Tom Zendaya has had on the universe. These people, if Tom Zendaya never existed, like if they were barely flirty at all, not even a glimpse of them, they were never together, I'm not even sure I'd be as passionate about popular culture as I am today.
I mean, honestly.
They are the definition of what is right with the world, which is very little, but they... Oh, they made me believe in so much. Just happiness. You understand, and this actually might be a mental illness. I don't even really want my own relationship because I'm so obsessed with theirs. I wouldn't even want to live up to it. It wouldn't even be fun to lie in bed. My dream in life is to be like to be their best friend. So they're dating and I just get to like see it.
Yeah.
And we hang out and I'm like in between them with my arms around them like cheese. And we're all, you know, and we're all besties and we get along. But then they go do their own thing because they're a beautiful couple. And I go home alone and I'm at peace with that. And that might be very concerning for people to hear me say, but it's the truth. Like, I don't care about...
It doesn't matter. They can be your rewarding relationship. You don't need a boyfriend after that. Who cares?
They are my relationship. They're just, I think in a way, and this also is a little bit disturbing because I admitted it the other day to my roommate for the first time ever. I think I see a little bit of myself in Tom, and that's the problem.
Mm.
Because I have this theory that when Tom and Zendaya and I become best friends, there's going to be a weird connection between me and Tom where he's actually like, oh, I actually love you, Julia. Like, we're actually so fun together.
For sure.
Because Zendaya would be like the one, like, you know, not drinking and not doing anything. And she's like, oh my God, look at my besties. And it's me and Tom, like, dancing.
It's going to be you and Tom doing that and me and Z being like, my God, these fools.
Right? Yes. And that's so crazy for me to admit because obviously, like, Z is my number one through and through. But I do feel the dynamic today and I would have obviously so fantastic, you know, Virgo, Cancer. But Tom, just me and Geminis, we get goofy. Like it would be And, you know, like, yeah, like you said, you and Zendaya would be like, oh my God, girl. But Z and I would serve too. We would serve. She'd be like my real, like my sister. Like we would, oh my God, like when it would be like her birthday or something, I'd be like, no, thank God for you. Thank God.
Yeah.
We'd be like that cringy meme. You know those cringy memes when you were 12? God didn't make us sisters because he knew one mother couldn't handle both of us or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. That would be me and Z, unironically. We'd be like, no, it's true. It's true.
People always ask me, like, if I would want to date Zendaya. And I'm actually like, no. Like, I just want to be her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that connection would be so much more rewarding. And anyway, mm-hmm. like, obviously I support her and Tom. I don't need to steal her.
Mm-hmm.
Although, does he deserve her? I mean, he is a man.
Well, you could have a fling.
It's true.
I think for me it's different because Zendaya reminds me of myself. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up. And as you guys should know by now, I'm known for recreating her pictures, all this stuff. My sister, actually, when we were watching, I made my sister watch the first episode of Euphoria with me, and she hated it because she was like, I associate you so much with Zendaya. This is, like, freaking me out, and I don't like her, like, overdosing and stuff. My sister's also a very, very, very emotional person, but the point that I'm trying to make is, my philosophy teacher once said, you're, like, Women Crush Wednesday, Man Crush Monday, whatever, is a heightened version of yourself. And I think that's why I love Zendaya so much, because she's my dream in life, is like to be that beautiful, body that right, that rich, that successful, that lovable, like everybody loves her, like that, like she's living my dream life, looks included. So for me, it would have to be like obviously such a friendship, but I think it would work so well. I mean, yeah. I think she would love us. Seriously. And if I ever meet her and she doesn't like me, I'm actually going to vomit blood. And literally, I will smash my, oh my God.
She will love you. No, she's like the sweetest angel ever. And like, she has so many good friendships. She would literally love us. Like, not to sound big-headed, but it's true.
No, I don't even think it's conceited because we just have that je ne sais quoi. Okay? Mm-hmm. It is not conceited. No, because you know why? Just because she wouldn't like us, like, it's not even, if I say, oh, I'm scared she wouldn't like me, it's not even me insulting myself. It's just that there's people for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And Zendaya especially is she protects herself a lot. She's a Virgo. She's very type A. Her career comes first. She's a very great, I don't want to say businesswoman, but she's a very like strategic. She's smart. She knows what she needs to get done to get ahead in life. She knows where her career goals are. She's achieved actually all of them. And she will not allow herself to get blindsided by stuff or to get distracted by things, which is why she's not like running around in these big girl posses and like posting all these photos together, which is not to say people who do that are unsuccessful or whatever, but it's just she sees it as she needs to protect herself. And she's very much that type of person that has like two best friends rather than whatever.
She very much has a circle of family and friends that make her feel safe. And she, like so many people that she worked with when she was a kid, you know, like that she found early on and will continue to stick with.
And you need to fit into that career life of hers. Like her best friend is also her assistant, Darnell. And that's very much, I think that's so helpful for her too, because it's like he can actually be with her every second. So she obviously trusts him with everything. Mm-hmm. And obviously we would understand her career at that point because we would be in the same industry.
Yeah.
You know, we'd probably be like equally as successful.
Like, I get it, girl. I understand the struggles.
She could rant to us. Yeah. So back to Tom Day. We need to go back to Tom Day for a minute.
Yeah. Can we move on to, I want to discuss September 1st, 2021.
You say 2024. What'd you say, girl?
I said 2021.
September 1st, you said?
2021.
Well, okay. Can I just, actually the smallest hiccup before September 1st is August, what is it, 26th?
I don't know dates.
August 23rd, 2021. Might be a little more difficult for the locals to understand because all the pictures were a little bit blurry, grainy. Actually, I can't even say a little bit. We were screenshotting videos and zooming into backgrounds, okay? But Tom and Zendaya brought Thomas Stanley Holland III to a wedding with her of one of her friends in LA. And it killed me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I don't even know if there's like formal pictures of it on
there. There's not.
I have to look it up. But
yet we still got like so much content. There's that one photo of them with like two other people where they're leaning their heads on each other, you know? That was like, but it wasn't, there's no like official photos, you know.
So it's not on the internet. So I should just shut my mouth then.
No, I think that you could definitely Google Tom and Zendaya wedding, which is a dangerous Google. But I think they definitely...
Our tweets come up.
There was definitely reports like in, you know, E! News or whatever. Like, I'm pretty sure E! News Instagram like posted a photo from that wedding that they attended. So you could definitely find it.
Anyways, I just want to point out the fact that her bringing him to a wedding is such a big deal.
Like, especially coming from her.
Coming from her of all people, right. Because here's the thing. I have a friend who has a boyfriend. Ugh, audience boos. Am I right? Anybody who's dating a boy that's, and it's not Tom and Zendaya, I like don't see the point. She has a boyfriend. And my friend, actually, it's funny because we say, especially coming from Zendaya, my friend's not even like that. Like, she is the type of person I would expect to like invite her boyfriend to a wedding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? She's not as guarded as that. She recently went to a wedding and brought her boyfriend. And they posted a photo together where it straight up looks like they're a married couple. And like, she just turned 20. And I was like, it's really crazy that we're that age now where you can like have a partner and bring them to a wedding with you. That seems like a really big step. Yeah. I literally told her that. And she was like, yeah, you're right. It was definitely like super interesting. Like, he literally knows all her extended family at this point. He knows these random people whose wedding she was invited to. The photo they took, she got the bouquet of flowers. And wow. We were straight up just turned 20. And I was saying it's so crazy too because I'm at a point in my life where my friend is bringing a serious partner to a wedding with her and I don't even like kiss people. So, you know, there's that.
Your 20s are
so like, even if I did meet someone tomorrow, like it would take a long time for me to like invite them to a wedding. You know what I mean? So the fact that Zendaya, even if her and Tom have been dating for 4 years and they're so in love and of course they're 25, like they're grown adults, Zendaya knows that everywhere she goes, there are cameras. And mm-hmm. She's learned that, obviously, the hard way.
I mean, she's had, like, literal family members. I mean, I don't want to go into detail, but if we talk about Thanksgiving, like, there have been literal family members, like, technically betraying her by, like, posting some video or photo where they're in the background, whatever it is. And she, obviously, especially in the early days, wanted to be really private. So you're so right. She knows that there's cameras everywhere. Everybody has their phones out all the time.
I was going to say, because phone, she can't police that. And even if she could, I don't think Zendaya would really be the type. I mean, I think for her birthday, there might have been some sort of, like, no pictures allowed thing. But still, she can't, whatever. So the thing is, even if she were to go to a wedding in the past where her and Tom were very much in love, I think out of complete fear and whatever, she would straight up be like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to go with Darnell. I don't want pictures of us at a wedding to get out because people are automatically going to know that straight up means we're dating. They have done so much that is just boyfriend, girlfriend. There is so much that they've done that you cannot deny. And like, so she's smart like that. And she knows like, okay, if we are seen as each other's dates to a wedding, we can tell them all we want that we want as friends, but it just looks bad. Like it just looks like we're dating. And considering getting married ourselves. And she purposely didn't stand to catch the bouquet because she's really engaged.
I'm not going to say what I'm thinking because I'm going to sound really insane, but let's just all sit and think about why she would not have gotten up to catch the bouquet. Let's take a moment. Okay, moving on.
And it's frightening. I don't want them to get married, though, before I can be, like, invited.
You're right. I mean, I don't think I, like... At the end of the day, I don't think they're going to actually get married anytime soon. I mean, they don't even, like, live together. And I'm getting way too ahead of myself.
Well, as far as we know.
That's true.
Here's the thing, guys. You have no idea. The reason why people on the internet are so shocked about this photo of Tom and Zendaya kissing is because you guys have no idea how good Zendaya is at being private. All celebrities, obviously, there's so much we don't know about all these celebrities we think we know. But Zendaya especially, it is so hard to acquire information about that woman. And that is why Tom Day has got so good at literally, like, pausing videos and zooming in on the way background and being like, okay, that is a white man's elbow. Everybody in the room right now is black. There, we heard a little bit of an accent in the background. He has not been seen in London anytime soon. Like, you know what I mean? Because she's so secretive to an impressive extent. So we really don't know. I really believe that they could be, like, when he goes to LA, he's just stays with her every single time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
Oh, shut up right now. I forgot to mention, July 2nd, 3 days from my birthday, July 5th, they were caught together on a date.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We didn't even talk about their
literally
whole,
my birthday.
Like, oh, my God. Okay, actually, they had this whole weekend getaway.
Of sucking and fucking in the streets. Oh, my God. Am I not allowed to say that?
What'd you say?
I said they had this whole week of sucking and fucking in the streets. And I just realized.
You're not allowed.
We, like, try not to curse.
I know. Okay. I'm, like, having trouble. Okay, I totally forgot. They had this whole. It's actually shocking that we've gotten so much content in, like, 2 months. To the point where I'm, like, forgetting.
It's overwhelming
things.
And it's scary.
They had this whole weekend getaway, which, by the way, was in Santa Barbara, which is where I was living in California for the past year.
Boo!
But, like, it makes so much sense. There's so many people, especially rich people from LA, will just, like, drive 2 hours to Santa Barbara and be like, beach weekend, whatever. Anyway, they had their little romantic getaway. We're caught on multiple dates.
On my birthday.
Yeah. On Julia's birthday. During my birth month. We love July.
True.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have to go into detail about that, but, like, Jesus.
But it's such a big deal. Like, I agree we don't have to go into detail, but it's such... You have no idea. I thought I would be 75 and one of them would die and the other would be like, oh, yeah, that was my significant other.
Yeah.
That is what I... Like, it was getting to that point.
I literally thought they would be, like... Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak, who are 100% a couple, like married, have kids, but actually you cannot find any evidence
radio
of
silence.
That. Like,
yeah. Well, okay, here's the thing. It's tricky because with Tom and Zendaya, they obviously each and every day are getting more and more mainstream. So it's hard because it's like very – people are not as invested in Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak because they're actually grown adults. Like, it's very different. They're not even super facey. A lot of the credits they have is like for writing and whatnot. So with Thomas Day, but that's also why it's hard because I was like, people are going to ask them about it so much. It's going to drive them further away.
Yeah. We were genuinely concerned about like what all of this might do to their relationship.
Right. But this is why I had this whole fantasy that they were going to come on my show and contact me and be like, we want to reveal Tom Day on our show. Or not even contact me, maybe just come on my show and be like, Julia deserves it. Like, let's like tell her like live on television.
Yeah. I do want to go back to the wedding thing because part of what I love about that and about September 1st, which we'll get to, is that there is this one photo. A lot of the photos and videos from that day is like some other person that attended the wedding filmed something for their Instagram story, and like Tom and Zendaya, because they're sitting like right in the front, are in the background holding hands, doing their over the mask kiss, like whatever. But there's this one photo of them and with like two other guests, and they're clearly like looking right at the camera, like this is a photo op where they were like, let's take a photo. And
it's a real camera. It's like the photographer's camera.
And Tom and Zendaya are leaning their little heads on each other, smiling like no other. So that's where I was like, okay, this, like, they know their photo's being taken right now. And they're sitting like this.
That's what killed me the most, because the actual professional photographer's photos they're posing for as a couple, that they've never done before ever. Even on a red carpet, it was like, okay, he's Peter Parker, I'm MJ, so we'll stand next to each other and smile, but we're not, you know, they're not doing anything coupley. And this is why the biggest mine, F-U-C-K, for me was that people said, there were so many reports over the years of people being like, oh, you guys know it's a thing that in, like, the rich LA crowd, people just know their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people who have been, like, going to parties.
Like, after parties and stuff.
People who aren't necessarily famous themselves, but it's, like, their dad is, like, some big name or something, so they, like, get to go to parties, like, their Kardashian stuff. Like, they would always randomly go on Instagram and be like, you guys know it's just, like, a fact they're dating. And I wanted to believe it, and I was like, that makes perfect sense. But, of course, throughout the years, we've been called crazy. We've been gaslit. It is what it is. When I saw those photos and the way they were at that wedding, that's what was really driving me crazy, because I was like, they've definitely been like this all along.
Mm-hmm.
But just a lot more secretive places, obviously. But, like, imagine being, like, their Uber driver, for example. Like, I'm sure they're literally, like, kissing in the Uber. Your Uber driver is not going to turn around and take a photo of you, or you're not going to report on it. You're, like, some random old man trying to make a few bucks. Like, why would you come on Twitter and even say that?
I need to discuss September 1st. Because, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but this might be, like, the most important recent content to me, because So September 1st, 2021, obviously Zendaya's 25th birthday, Tom posts for her. And it was the first thing I saw when I woke up. I was immediately physically ill, could not get out of bed. But this, like, is so important to me because it's something that, you know, they posted and was under their control. And it was, like, a thing of, like, Tom probably texting her being, like, is it okay if I post something that's, like, sort of obvious that we're dating? Blah, blah, blah. And so they're literally Instagram official. Like, I never, ever, 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 ever thought the day would come that he would post a photo of them and caption it, "My MJ, have the happiest of birthdays. Give me a call when you're up. XXS. Kisses at the end." And then Zendaya comments, "Calling now," with a heart emoji. Not only a heart emoji. I know a lot of people don't know.
The Tom-day-a heart.
But this specific heart emoji that she used in her comment is like their heart emoji. If you have an iPhone and you go into your emojis, it's not the regular red heart. You have to go all the way into like the freaking symbols, and it's like actually the red heart that's like for playing cards. Like it's with the freaking playing card symbols. That is their heart. She didn't even clown him for his typo, which is what she would normally do. Like, calling now, heart. What? I need to curse so bad. I'm like, I don't know how to censor myself anymore. My God.
Tom. I literally just opened my mouth the whole time Miranda was talking, trying to find the words. Tom, that post, and I don't say this lightly, changed the trajectory of Gen Z forever. Historians are going to study. I'm not even trying to be funny, right? I swear to God. He literally changed not only my life, but everything. I went to class and the professor was like, "Hey guys, happy first day. Today we're studying Tom Holland's Instagram post." And we all got out our notebooks and we're taking notes, talking about how it's going down in history. Joe Biden called in and was like, no, we need to what's our defense for this? Where's the money going in the budget? Like, because... Okay, I need to barf. Do you guys mind if I barf on the microphone?
I actually need to take a breather.
This is the thing. Why? Like Miranda said, it is completely under their control, which is like messing with my brain because they didn't even post last year on their feeds.
Yeah. I mean, they've always done their birthday posts. Most of the time has been on their feeds. But like this.
No, but they.
This post.
But they, every year, not that we're let down on their birthdays, but every year it's very, we actually always make jokes saying, like, I saw so many tweets August 31st being like, when Tom just posted an old photo of her with the caption, like,
"Happy birthday,
thanks for
mate.
Laughing at my jokes, mate," yeah. And the laughing emoji, because they always do stuff like that. Like, Zendaya is always like, "Idiot," like, yeah. Whatever, you know what I mean? They just, like, random stuff that you know they're trying to throw us off their scent. I just want to point out, and this is another one of my not so humble brags. Okay, I tweeted August 31st, 11:42 p.m. In all caps, Tom Holland is going to post a uppity pic with Zendaya for her birthday. It's a fact. I tweeted that. I did. 3,500 likes.
We have manifested everything that we have received from this relationship.
145 quote retweets, 99 retweets. All the responses are being like, wait. How'd she know? Wait. Julia, wake up. Oh my God. How'd you call it? Okay. Because here's the thing. 65 responses. Because here's the thing. I know them. I do. I know them. And I knew it was time. Okay, I'm going to lay it down right now. What's so crazy about this reveal is that they had an in-depth discussion. When those photos came out, no, Zendaya was not happy. But they had an in-depth discussion and they said, where do we go from here? We can embrace this or we can die.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, let's live another day. And then when her birthday was coming around, Tom was like, listen. Well, actually, no, here's the crazy thing about Tom. He's actually not active on Twitter at all.
Yeah.
And on Instagram, of course, he is a little bit. But I actually don't even think Tom saw a lot of us expecting things. I think he just knew. I don't even think he was interested in, like, here's the evidence. Like, he was just like, they probably need this. They probably, like, you know. And I think he was like, hey, babe, what's the move for your birthday? Do you want another, oops, I tagged you on my penis by accident? Or are we doing, you know, all those great selfies we've taken together? One of you kissing me on the cheek. What are we doing? And she said, whatever you feel is right, I won't be mad. And I think for once, she said she didn't give him his caption. I think for once, she was like, do whatever you want, babe.
Yeah. And then pleasantly surprised by his caption. I also bet she was pleased that he used one of the film photos that she took, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Which, like, just imagine all the other photos that she's taken that we haven't seen.
Oh, but anyway. I'm going to need to look through the roll. But she commented, calling now, before liking the post, didn't see anybody else's post. She literally commented that and dipped and called him so fast. The second she woke up.
That's sick.
That's the crazy part. Like, she straight up was so excited. Because she also knew. She's probably like, oh my God, like, Tom's, like, this is like my little present. Like, Tom's definitely posting for me. And immediately, like, I bet Darnell or someone texted her, like, check Insta right now or someone. She texted right away and was like, stop. And, you know, it was a FaceTime.
Yeah, in bed.
And she was like, I love you so much.
The also, by the way, his post has made it to the top 20 ever liked Instagram posts, and her comment is the top Instagram comment ever, like most liked ever. Calling now.
That I'm not even going to respond to because it makes me sick. I really, and this is not a joke, I feel ill when I talk about them because how have we gotten here? I didn't think they would see the light of day, or at least not for a while. You have no idea what it's like. Last night I was at a frat party, okay, for my sorority. You have no idea what it's like to be stopped by every single person. Happy birthday, Zendaya. Like, every person. Because it is actually a requirement to say hi to everybody in the sorority. So all these, you have no idea what it's like for, like, 60 19-year-old girls coming up to you. Happy birthday, Zendaya. And I'm like, what? What's going on? I'm, like, drunk. I'm like, who's Zendaya where? Like, you've no, it is taken over. And people don't understand the extent. Everyone kept coming up to me saying, did she respond? I was like, respond to what? What are you talking about? Because I recreated her, you know, some of her photos on Instagram. Everyone's like, did she respond? I'm like, to what? Mm-hmm. My photo that has 800 likes? No, she's not responding to that. What are you talking about? I have no idea. Like, and it's awkward when you're in a frat party having to explain the logistics of Zendaya's fame to somebody on the dance floor. That's awkward. And I can't, I've almost feel as though I've made her too public, but I couldn't hide for any longer. I couldn't.
I mean, just like the growth, like what you were saying where they were like, we either embrace this or we're like screwed. The growth, because obviously we don't know why they broke up in the first place, but I'm sure it's really, really hard to have a relationship that's so in the public eye and then therefore you want to keep so private. And, like, I'm sure that was not helpful to the relationship. So the growth of them being, like, and not even being, like, oh, let me post a photo of us freaking macking on each other's faces for your birthday. Not that. That's too far the other way. But just being able to be, like, how about we agree that I can post something slightly couple-y and it can still be chill and we can still be happy and, like, it'll be fine. And this has to be, like, a new step that we take that we can grow through and like still be happy with. That is so admirable.
Yeah, they need like pitchfork through the stomachs because how did they get the growth is so gorgina magina. And I can't, they're both two very smart individuals and they understand where it goes wrong and where it goes right. And I'm choosing to believe, and this is my own delusion, you can call it that, but I'm choosing to believe that it was Tom a little bit who was like, babe, I want to show you off.
Yeah.
I think he was like, I need to put, like, I think he had full control of that Instagram post. Mm-hmm. That's why he was like, just call me when you're up. Like, let's not even hide the fact, because every year we'd always be on Twitter like, oh my God, you know they're facing me right now, like on, you know, each other's birthdays. He was like, yeah, okay, obviously we are. I'm just going to write that in the caption. Like, I bet he didn't even text her.
Yeah.
And she woke up to, like, no text from him and was like, oh, that's kind of a bummer. Like, maybe he forgot. And then she went on Instagram and was like, oh my God, my prince. Like, so happy. Like, I bet she, oh my God, I bet she went on that FaceTime and was like, Tom, I thought you forgot. And he was like, oh my God, you know what Tom would so do? He would have a whole birthday party set up in his bedroom.
Oh my
God. And like, Zendaya's not even like in the same country as him. And he's like, this is for you. Like, just so we can like, you know, like he'd set the phone up and like run be like dancing and like, you know, has like balloons and confetti. And he's like, love you, Z. And she's like, you're actually crazy. And then he gifted her this like engagement ring. But here's, I mean, okay, what trips me up sometimes is seeing how in love they truly, truly are.
Mm-hmm.
She, for those of you who don't know, for those of you who don't know, Tom Holland, I don't even know how many years ago, bought Zendaya a Piaget necklace.
Which, by the way, was something that I connected the dots on. I take credit because he had been seen in that store, and obviously we're all delusional. We're like, oh, he's in this jewelry store buying something for her. Then whenever later she's seen with this necklace, I connected the dots. Give me credit. I was like, oh, I found this necklace online. It's from the same jewelry store, Piaget, that he had been seen in. It's from him. It's their necklace. Thank you very much. Let me tell
you. I actually fully had no idea that was you. That's amazing. Yeah. I had no idea. So, okay, Miranda's done a lot for the community. And he bought her this necklace. Obviously, it's not unattractive by any means, but it's, you know, Zendaya is a very, very important person. She has access to straight up like all the jewelry in the world at this point. And she holds this necklace so near and dear. She posted one of her most famous selfies on Instagram. It's her, the sun's hitting her just right. She's in like a high bun and a white button down. And the necklace is just straight up the focus of the photos. And that was, you know, years ago. Once they were caught kissing, she straight up dusted the necklace off and started wearing it again.
Yeah.
I think part of that is for the fans.
I think every once in a while she does a little tiny thing that she knows that only certain fans like us will notice. And she's like, let me just do this for you guys real quick.
I agree completely. Because exactly a week after that interview, I'm sorry, I don't even know how to speak. Exactly a week after they were caught kissing, she had a virtual Space Jam interview for the press tour. And she's wearing a one-shoulder shirt and the necklace. And of course the interviewer was like, oh, you and Tom. And like, Zendaya refused to answer. And the necklace was a way of showing her fans, like, guys, I'm okay. Like, I'm embracing this. Like, Tom and I are good. We're great. I'm not going to answer the questions, but know that I'm not too upset. Then to the Space Jam premiere, she wore the highest button-up high-neck shirt you could possibly find and still wore the necklace.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually see it for 0.0002 seconds during her answering a question.
There's actually a clip of her where it looks like she's like trying to hide it. She's like, let me put this back below my collar.
I was gonna say, with that, I actually, that might be a case of her straight up just wearing it because she's so in love.
Yeah, and she like wants him there.
Like that, I don't even know if it was for the fans because I don't think she even really meant for us to see it at that point. And that, I think, was straight up like, she's getting Miss Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else did she wear it? Recent? Wasn't there one recent? Or am I don't know.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. She's wearing it all the time.
It really messes me up sometimes when I see things like that. And I'm like, they're very much in love. Like, if my boyfriend actually got me that necklace, I don't even think I'd wear it that much.
And also, I mean, I know like, they're really like obsessed. A very sort of understated piece, although it's still expensive as heck. It's very her, and it's like she always has had like a necklace or two that like, unless she's on a red carpet or whatever, she'll just wear all the time. The fact that she, I mean, I'm not surprised, but just let's appreciate that she saved that thing for like a year, however long.
That's what gets me.
You know, in the bottom of her jewelry drawer, wherever it was. And then she's like, let me pull this right back out.
That's what gets me is that I bet like Jacob and all whatever other man she had had no idea that she was keeping that.
Like she had hope just like we had hope. Okay. We were correct to have hope.
Yeah. I was telling my friend the other day too, it's like these other necklaces she used to wear were from the people she loved the most. Like her dad. She had this one from her dad. You know what I'm talking about? Like she, it's not
the ones
like,
that
you
her
know.
Mom makes for her. The one she had her M necklace from Malcolm and Marie, her Nefertiti necklace, like all this stuff that she obviously holds really close to her heart. Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. Boom. Boom. Zendaya holds Tom Holland close to her heart. Oh, wait, let me say that again. Zendaya holds Tom Holland close to her heart, both figuratively and literally.
Listen.
Wait, let me say it again. Zendaya holds Tom Holland close to her heart, both figuratively and literally. Okay, that's my new Instagram bio.
Okay. Julie and I are fading. No, we, like, can't speak anymore. I'm overwhelmed.
I have no idea what planet I'm
like,
on right now.
Lie down
I'm on Generation Zendaya time. Yeah. I literally went to class and he was like, what's something you're infatuated with right now? And I was like, honestly, celebrities, because it was on Zendaya's birthday. I was like, honestly, celebrities. I just couldn't love celebrities more. I don't even know what to say. So infatuated by what we do, what we don't know. La, 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 la. And he was like, oh my God, by any chance, you have a favorite celebrity? And I was like, yes, Zendaya Marie Serena Coleman. Today is her birthday. Me and my roommates are having a party once I get home. And he was like, no way. The whole class was like, ha, 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 ha. And everyone was like talking about it. I was like, yeah, like Tom posted this really cute thing. He was like, happy birthday, Zendaya. I was like, oh my God, thanks. So that's where I'm at.
So let's talk about the future. Let me just say, I'm concerned about No Way Home press tour. Like, I really, after her birthday, I don't know what to expect. Because at first I was like, I am scared that all these interviewers are going to be pestering them with questions about their relationship and they're going to hate it and it's going to be miserable. I know that they'll, like, set a precedent of, like, you are not allowed to ask us about this, which they do. You know, celebrities do that all the time. But still, like, I'm worried. But now, after her birthday, like, what is going to happen?
I'm expecting them to waltz into every interview together, hand in hand, matching outfits, Zendaya sitting on Tom's lap or the other way around, smooching. That, I'll take nothing less. That's what I'm expecting.
I feel like that's very realistic.
Yeah. I literally want them to look into the camera at one point and be like, you know who this is for.
I want them to look and, like, wink. She, like, touches her necklace. Yes.
Stop! Oh, my God. He's going to say something. He's going to be like, yeah, Peter just, like, really loves MJ. And she's going to, like, touch her necklace. I'm calling it now.
I mean, even if they don't talk about their relationship, they're going to talk about Peter and MJ's relationship.
Yeah. The way that he said, my MJ, that actually, he needs to be locked up because that is such a bold
statement.
He claimed. He peed on her. He marked his territory. Like, I cannot. Oh, my God.
My MJ.
And
it's the first thing he said. He's not like, happy birthday, my MJ. He's like, no, let me address this to who it is for.
Right. My MJ.
My MJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate that man so much.
Tom Holland needs to teach a masterclass in writing because that's gorgeous. That brought tears to my eyes in 2 seconds or less. Okay. Here's the bold thing, too. Imagine how good Tom must feel. We need to bring... I would love to interview Tom almost more so than Zendaya on The Pea and Raspberry because I would just love to be like, Tom, how do you feel about this? Because
mm-hmm.
Tom gets mixed reviews. Tom gets mixed reviews from people. So he's not as facey as Z and he's not as widely accepted as, like, Sex Bomb. If you're intelligent, he is, but not everybody has the brain cells. And Zendaya was his first celebrity crush. Like, he is... Oh my God, imagine him. He just saw a video of a girl in a car singing a partition and was like, oh my God, she's so hot. And now he's her. Oh, wait, I said that right. She's his, MJ.
I need to leave. We need to stop recording because I need to scream and I don't need to blow all of your eardrums out. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God, that is like, Tom needs to have like his hands shaken. Like, I need to give him a nice, firm, good job, pal, pat on the back. Because he's done the impossible. He's locked down Zendaya Marie. Oh. And everybody in her life loves him too. Can we discuss La Roche, Darnell, Claire? Everybody's so pro Tom.
Everybody. My God.
He'd be such a good boy. Oh my God. I bet her family was like, thank God you brought home such a good boy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I bet like somebody in Zendaya's life told her not to throw out the Piaget.
Yeah, I bet. I bet her mom told her.
Imagine she threw it out. Claire takes it out of the garbage.
She's like, nope.
And it's like, just need to say this. Guys, the difference between Claire, every time someone asks about Tom, Claire's like, I love him. I'm obsessed with him. I'll never forget that Instagram.
I was going to bring that up.
Someone goes, what they say, do you like Jacob B. Lordi?
I think they might have even said, like, did you make a necklace for Jacob B. Lordi or something like that?
Oh, yeah, something like that. And she was like, who's Jacob Elordi? She had no idea. Oh my God. And then finally someone was like, the guy in Euphoria literally a show with your daughter. And she's like, oh my God, sorry.
And that was like yeah, after nice. They had been like, seen kissing in the streets. Yes. Like
literally after they're obviously.
And it's not like Claire she was like trying to hide their relationship by being like, who is he? Because obviously he's in no. Euphoria. Like she could have just been like, oh yeah, like.
Right. Exactly. Like, you would still know who he is. That's why, because with Tom, she knew. She's like, yeah, of course, he's in a movie with Zendaya. She was always like, I love to. Tom literally visited her without Zendaya being there. And they did a spin class together. And the instructor took a photo with Claire and Tom and posted it. Yeah. Like, it was a facey moment. Like, she has no shame in her love for Mr. Holland. No shame at all. I feel like you loyal listeners need to, like, end this big brain fart of a moment we just had speaking about Tom Holland and Zendaya. I am so beyond quack diddly yak emotional. I really feel hurt, happy, elated, sunburnt, indespicable, despicable, surprised, slimy baloney, Genova. I really need, this is the eighth wonder of the world, is Tom Daya. Mm-hmm. And I will go to the grave saying, Tom Daya Nation through and through. They trump everything. They are, genetically speaking, perfect. Together, it just works. They're better than everybody else I know. And together, it's something that can't be described in words. I would need to find some sort of, maybe there's an interpretive dance I could do. Maybe this is like a, you know, sounds people make sometimes describe things. There's phobias in the world. Maybe there's a phobia, a fear of Tom Daya not existing. There's a fear of the opposite of Tom Daya, whatever that is. I don't want to know what it is. I cannot even. You know when you walk outside and it's perfect, perfect weather and you're like, oh my God, I could wear anything. I could wear jeans. I could wear a t-shirt. I could do. That is Tom Daya. And it just works. I'm incredibly thankful that they've given me this opportunity to care about something as much as I do because, wow, what a duo. What a pack. What a beautiful love story. And it never ends. That's the thing. That's the thing. We're going to be at the wedding and it just, it never ends. I'm so thankful that they've involved Miranda and I on this journey. I feel so blessed to be alive during this time period. And thank you to Tom and Zendaya for really just saving what could have been a terrible generation. We could have sucked as individuals, as a community. They've saved us. They've lifted us up. We've been resurrected. And it's beautiful. Boom. Mic drop. Tom Daya, I couldn't miss you more. Please return to us soon. I love you so much. I'm so excited. Oh, and also, everybody watch Spider-Man No Way Home. I can't wait. They better find a way home into each other's arms. I love it.
They raised me. And I will continue to grow with them. And thank you mm-hmm. to them for introducing me to my closest friends and showing me what my true passion is, which is being committed to a relationship that is not my own, but also very much is my own. Thank you.
It is. We've helped them through a lot.
We really have. I mean, someone give us credit. Part of it. We'll just continue to give ourselves credit.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Tom and Zendaya. Thank you guys so much for listening. I cannot wait to see what these two do next. We might have to do 17 more Tom Daya episodes.
I mean,
they
don't who knows?
Down soon.
Which, by the way, we have a lot coming up for season 2. Get excited. You know, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. You'll get notified when a new episode comes out every Wednesday. And if you're new to the podcast, go back, stream season 1. It's good, if I do say so myself. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, I'm so excited to see where we're taken on this season. We have so much fun stuff planned. I cannot wait. Tom Daya is quite literally just the beginning. We have even more rambunctious, even more, quite frankly, irresponsible content coming up. And I get that feeling. I get that feeling that I got when I first saw Tom and Zendaya kiss. I really do. I cannot wait to not hear you guys next week. You guys listen to us. We don't listen to you. So I can't wait to virtually see your numbers go up, I guess is the way to phrase it. I'm not going to see you guys. If you want to send us selfies, you totally can. Email pnraspberry@gmail.com. If you have any requests, any questions, any comments, you want to talk Tom Daya, we're totally down. That is pnraspberry@gmail.com. There's no the
yeah. in it. Find us on Instagram. Cool. Our usernames are in the podcast description. You can DM us. We will talk about Tom Daya, whatever you want to discuss. Someone, please sponsor us. Tom and Zendaya, come here, get on the show, and also give us money. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for Tom and Zendaya, especially for listening and providing us with such an amazing topic to open our second season of The Peanut Raspberry with. I love you all. Thank you guys for streaming, download all of our episodes, binge season one, DM us, print out pictures of us to be like cool teen celebrities in your rooms, kiss them before you go to bed. And I love you so much. And I will see you next Wednesday for an equally as flirtatious and rambunctious episode.
Love you. Yeah. Talk soon.
Bye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale?
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assumed that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast, and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what? Exactly, for what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what? Yeah.